This is Dr. William Key dictating an initial evaluation on Barbara Berry, last name B-E-R-R-Y, first name Barbara, B-A-R-B-A-R-A. Date of report, January 23rd, 2013, time 9 to 10. Please copy this to Dr. Richardson. Report is as follows. Barbara Berry, an 82-year-old married white female, was referred for evaluation by Dr. Richardson, period. Mrs. Berry was interviewed and her history was reviewed, period. Mrs. Berry completed the Beck Depression Inventory 2, the Beck Anxiety Inventory, and the Pain Disability Questionnaire, period. Mr. Berry was also interviewed, period. New paragraph, medical history. Mrs. Berry presents with constant left ankle, leg, and hip pain, period. She reports intermittent low back pain, period. She reports having some arthritis and pain in her cervical spine secondary to a motor vehicle accident, period. Ms. Berry reports having episodes of severe pain in the late 1960s, the mid-1980s, and then in 2009, period. She reports consulting with Dr. Mills, who completed a lumbar disc surgery in January of 2011, period. She reports following the surgery going to physical therapy and working her way up to walking 2 miles, period. She reports then having a return of the leg and back pain, period. She reports treatment with physical therapy, back brace, epidural injections, TENS unit, and chiropractic treatment, period. She reports consulting again with Dr. Mills and with Dr. Donald Johnson, period. New paragraph. At the time of the evaluation, Mrs. Berry reports taking Lexapro 10 milligrams, comma, Tramadol 50 milligrams, 5 to 6 a day, comma, Gabapentin 1800 milligrams HS, comma, Amlodipine slash Benzapril, B-E-N-A-Z-E-P-R-L, comma, Triamcinolone slash HCTZ, comma, vitamins, and aspirin 81 milligrams, period. She denies any illegal use of prescription medication, period. She reports other medical history of hypertension and osteoarthritis, period. She denies using cigarettes, period. She reports she has not had any alcohol in the past 4 to 5 weeks, period. Prior to that time, she reports having 1 or 2 glasses of wine a night with dinner, period. She denies lifetime history of problems with alcohol or illegal substances, period. She currently does not exercise, period. New paragraph, current activities and pain level. At the time of the evaluation, Mrs. Berry reports her pain to be 94 on a 100-point scale, varying between 93 and 96 the preceding week, period. Mrs. Berry reports being able to comfortably walk or stand for 10 minutes using a walker or cane, being able to sit with supportive pillows for 1 hour, period. She reports having to sleep in an upright position at night, period. She reports going to bed at 10 o'clock at night, watching television, going to sleep at 11, period. She reports waking up 3 to 4 times a night for 1 hour because of the pain, period. She reports getting up at 6 in the morning, period. She reports being very frustrated and irritated by her current lifestyle, period. She reports having to be in a sitting or reclining position most of the day, period. She reports she can make brief meals, period. She reports her husband does laundry. She has to pay someone to do the house cleaning, period. She reports spending her time working on the computer, watching television, or reading, period. She reports having visits from family members who are very supportive, period. She reports formally being able to walk on a regular basis, play golf, and be active with her church, period. New paragraph. Excuse me. New paragraph, social slash psychiatric history. Ms. Berry reports growing up in Port Jefferson, Long Island, P-O-R-T, new word, J-E-F-F-E-R-S-O-N, Long Island, with the parents of one brother, period. She reports that her childhood was happy and denies incidents of physical or sexual abuse, period. She reports completing high school, period. She reports working as a legal secretary for 25 years, retiring in 1984, period. She reports being married the first time for 22 years, period, she reports going to marital counseling, and then the marriage, in quotes, fell apart, close quotes, period. She reports being married a second time for 4 years, and her husband was killed in a car accident, period. She's been married to her current husband, John, for 23 years, period. He is 86 years old and retired, period. She has 2 grown children who are independent and doing well, period. New paragraph. Mental status. Mrs. Berry appears to be an appropriate historian, period. She denies problems with memory, concentration, delusions, or hallucinations, period. She was oriented in all 3 spheres, period. She appears to lack insight into her emotions and the effect of her behavior on others, period. She appears to use denial as a defense, period. She's noted to describe her pain in very dramatic terms, such as horrible, in quotes, and terrible, in quotes, period. She at times was very irritable and demanding, period. She reports that her mood is typically, in quotes, okay, period. She reports episodes of low mood, but that her husband tries to cheer her up, period. She reports being frequently irritated, annoyed with her activity limitations and by the pain, period. She denies crying spells of suicidal ideation, period. She reports worrying about finances and her health, period. She denies symptoms of panic attacks or phobia, period. She denies symptoms of mania or post-traumatic stress disorder, period. She reports absence of libido, period. New paragraph test results. The Beck Depression Inventory 2 indicates a self-report depression score in the mild range, period. Such people report problems with a sense of failure in their lives, low energy, sleep disturbance, loss of libido, and changes in appetite, period. Beck Anxiety Inventory indicates a self-report anxiety score in the mild range. Such people report difficulties relaxing, period. The Pain Disability Questionnaire indicates functional component score of 56 and psychosocial component score of 30, yielding a full-scale score of 86, period. This places Mrs. Berry in the moderate range of disability secondary to her pain, period. Typist Mrs. Berry's last name is spelled B-A-R-R-Y. I told you in error at the beginning. Her last name is B-A-R-R-Y. Back to the dictation. Such people report the pain interferes in their ability to work outside the home, walk, run, lift objects, period. They report it interferes in their ability to participate in recreational activities and causes them to be reliant on pain medication, period. New paragraph summary. Results of testing and interview indicate Ms. Berry to report a problem with persistent left leg pain and intermittent low back pain, period. She would be an appropriate candidate for a dorsal column stimulator, period. She should be accompanied to all education and information sessions by her husband, and the physician as well as a staff member should be in the room to make sure that there is no problems with communication, period. When appropriate in her care, she could benefit from a stretching, strengthening, and aerobic exercise program such as aquatherapy, period. She should continue with her SSRI medications, period. If she is dissatisfied with the stimulator, she could benefit from individual psychotherapy to work on cognitive and behavioral techniques for the management of pain, low mood, irritability, and frustration, period. New paragraph diagnosis, axis 1, 309.28 adjustment disorder with depressed and anxious mood, comma 316.0 lifestyle factors affecting physical condition, axis 2, no diagnosis warranted, axis 3, chronic left leg and low back pain status post-surgery, axis 4, chronic pain, comma loss of our functioning, comma financial concerns, comma intermittent family conflict, X is 5, G period A period F period. '71 to '80, end of dictation.